And Trevathan did not participate, knee. Greg Lotta, hip. Chase Vaughn, knee. Jarrell Robinson, knee and ankle. Jamar Chaney, hamstring. Kayvon Webster, ankle. Emmanuel Sanders, thigh. And Virgil Green, calf. Any questions?
So you get accomplished what you wanted today when you look into going to a 3-day camp with somebody else?
Yeah, I think, we decided to go shorts today just because, we were a day behind them as far as recovery from the game. I thought it went well. I haven't seen tape yet and can't be on both fields at one time. But, I think it's a good look. It's new faces for, the players and new schemes both offensively and defensively in the kicking game. So, all in all, I think it was a good first day.
How beneficial can this be this late in camp to get reps against somebody else?
Well, I mean, camp is camp, late, early. I think these guys would tell you, they get paid to practice. They'd play the games for nothing. So I think, it's just good work. And I think it's kind of a good time, actually, because you've been banging on the same guys for 3 weeks other than the preseason games. And then, to get somebody different, I think is good.
Pads going tomorrow. Do you have to kind of remind the guys it's just thud, not taking guys to the ground type situation?
I mean, it's the same thing we do every day. I mean, we're going to take the approach that, we're going to treat the Texans just like we do our own team. And we expect the same from them, and I don't foresee any problems.
Coach, about the Texans, not a bad-looking 2-14 team.
One thing great about this league is, everybody's 0-0 right now. And so, you got preseason records and all that. But, they're a good football team, talented. They've got to restock and reload as well. I wish them nothing but the best.
Coach, how do you work out how to coordinate the practice itself? Are you doing that, or is the assistants doing that? How does that work?
Oh, no, we all do it. I mean, it's sometimes probably doesn't appear that way, but there's a lot of work that goes into those practices, even when we're, against each other. So, we do a lot of the same things. We just separate the fields, and basically, one field is Broncos offense, and the other field is Texans offense, and we just practice like we normally do, but it's against a different opponent. It's not against a scout team.
You mentioned you can't watch both fields. It seemed like you were paying more attention to the offense. Should we read anything into that? Or?
No, I think Bill's an offensive guy, and so he was over here with his offense, and so I stayed over there with our offense, and not that you'd call it referee, but, I think it was good that we were both on separate fields.
You guys haven't done this in a couple of years. Is this kind of a trend in the NFL with the joint practice? I know it's been happening for a long time. Did you do it in Carolina a little bit? It seems like we've seen a lot more of it this year.
I hadn't done much of it. I think the last time I've done it was 2001 when I was with the Giants. We went up, to work against New England. It's fairly popular. I think, I think it's a little more competitive. So I think it's a good change of pace after banging on each other for 3 weeks.
Coach, will there be any other social activities with the two teams, or are you guys just limited to practice?
No, I think, at this point, we broke camp officially, but we're still in a second phase of camp, so we're still in camp mode. The guys need their rest. What they do on their free time is up to them.
How good of a test is it for your tackles going against Watt and Clowney?
I think it's real good. I mean, like I said, you get a different style, you get different techniques, so it's good to go against somebody else, than the same guy every day. So, I think it was real good.
Okay, thank you, Coach.